So the next item is going to be item 14. Mr. Harris?
So item 14 is an enforcement report. Unless you have any questions for Harvey, it's in your binder.
That would be a great
time. Okay. So I will just remind the board that next in March, after the Salinas workshop on Friday, the morning session is an enforcement hearing for Pasatiempo Inn, and the materials we'll get those bound up and get them to you shortly. And that is the first part of two parts. I'll look to Mr. Thomas. The second aspect of the you can talk about it. Okay, go ahead.
So in March, there's going to be a hearing on a proposed cease and desist order for the inn, and then I believe it is in May is when we're doing the ACL hearing for the inn. So it is divided into two parts, and that was to ensure the CDO was heard as soon as possible. We can get you the materials beginning now. They're coming in on a rolling basis, depending on the deadlines. So we don't have all of the materials yet, but we do have the prosecution's initial submittals that we can give to you as soon as possible.
Can you run through
the schedule as far as Thursday, Friday, et cetera?
So Thursday is the Salinas River Channel Maintenance Workshop. Friday morning is going to be the Pasatiempo Enforcement Hearing. Friday afternoon, you'll have a couple of presentations from the Elkhorn Slough. It is possible you might also have another TMDL, but that would be it. So you have two full days, March 5th and 6th.
So time-wise, does it pass the reasonableness test? Because
I think so.
When do you think we'll finish on Friday?
Before 7?
5 o'clock. The agenda says 5 o'clock on the second day. It's 5 o'clock. If we run long, we will just bump, as stated in the agenda packages. If we bump up against 5 o'clock on Friday, whatever is not left will get continued to the next board meeting. So the focus on Friday is the enforcement hearing. I think we should be able to get through it. I think it's the simpler of the two parts.
I mean, that's from your experience, Mr.
This is not South County.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on how many parties there are, people are going to speak, what the enforcement side. This is an enforcement team presentation,
right?
Whether they have experts or not.
And if as we get going, if it looks like in the next couple of weeks it's going to be the whole day, I will move the. I won't have anything else on Friday.
Okay.
So I'll adjust that as we get going.
You might consider, starting earlier if you also need time.
Okay. Okay.
8:30. Yeah.
All right.
Or even 8.
I think we should start at 8.
Okay.
Because
we'll be there anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Start at 8.
Exactly.
Sure.
So let's start at 8.
Do you have any comments, Mr. Thomas, about the timing of that, or do you have any sense of the timing of that?
No, I don't. I don't know if Harvey has any sense, and I don't think we will until it gets closer.
Okay.
At this point, we don't think it's like the South County case where it would go to 1 in the morning.
Oh, so it'll
well,
just
we can't
go to
any
6.
Longer because we're not
I,
going
I know,
to.
but as Mr. Young points out, we just don't know at this
right.
point what's
yeah.
going to happen.
What are the start times for the
Mr.
2 days?
Mr. Chair, since we're having this county billing, the staff doesn't start till 8 o'clock, so to start this meeting at 8 o'clock I think would be difficult because the time you get in the building and get into the room to set up, it would.
So we're in the same room as the workshop the day before, which starts at 9 in the morning on Thursday. So we could start, I think 8:30 would be reasonable on Friday then.
Okay, so 8:30 it is?
9 o'clock on Thursday,
yeah.
8:30 on Friday.
And then, Mr. Harris, if you see, and Jessica, if you see a lot of items coming and a lot of requests for expert.
If it becomes more controversial and more lengthy, we will certainly discuss that and try and amend the agenda.
Exactly. Okay.
You should give Jean-Pierre, Michael, a list of the expected witnesses and a list of documents?
We have not gotten those yet, but
you should give them to him so certainly. He can get an idea what he's going to be looking at.
Very good.
I think that's a pretty aggressive agenda for Friday, my personal opinion.
Well, like I said, if it looks like a lot, we won't put anything else on Friday's agenda. We'll just do the enforcement hearing.
Very good.